What's up, everybody? Welcome to another MoGraph MoCast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt. Joining us today, our good friends who's going to do some early competition stuff for the deathmatch that's going on this weekend, Mr. Vernon Roberts and Mr. Constantine Edelman. Did I say that right?
Yo.
Just Cons.
All right, Cons.
Cons.
Yeah.
Good enough, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. My camera's being weird today, but it's okay. We got a short show. We're doing something a little bit different today. For our audio listeners, I'm sorry, which is most of our listeners. But, you know, you'll hopefully we'll joke around and have a good time here. What we're going to do today, because it's time for the death match, we're going to do two rounds of the death match. Now, some of the rules have been slightly changed here recently, so listen up, y'all. Here's the deal. Now, in the morning rounds, you're going to have 15 minutes instead of 10 minutes, which is good, which is really good. Yeah. I think it's great because people have been practicing 10 minutes, and now they get that extra 5 minutes to hone things in, right? So that's going to be cool. So what we're going to do today is we're going to start off by doing a 15-minute round with Vernon and Cons, and Matt and I will just sit here and commentate or whatever we're going to do. We'll pretend we're Nick Campbell. And then after that, we're going to do another round, just me and Matt, and we're going to finish off with a 30-minute round, and that'll be our show. I am still getting over the Vegas cruds. It's really bad, actually. For the last 12 days, I felt really bad. I'm going to the doctor immediately after this, I'm pretty sure. I have a sinus infection.
I would.
So, that's why we're doing this. It's nice and easy, and we got to get out of town here pretty soon and go out. And
yeah, we leave Wednesday.
Wednesday, start setting up. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see everybody. So, there are a bunch of different rules and things. If you're competing, you should have that in your inbox. It will explain a little bit more. There's an asset library that you can access. So just make sure that you are ready to do everything from scratch is my best piece of advice in case you don't have an asset or you don't have a thing or something, right? That's really how we're going to do it. I probably won't play music because every time I do that, it ends up getting cut by YouTube or whatever. So it's fine. So we're going to start out. We're going to make sure that y'all are set up and ready to go. I'm going to go into face-off mode here. Here we go. All right. So we've got your screens.
Face off.
Prepare to fight. Actually, I got some sound effects I could use for that. I mean, YouTube won't do anything with that, right? Actually, no, I don't have that ready to go. It's okay. All right. No, I did some sound effects of my voice saying, like, fight.
Oh, that's right.
You know, finish them. Insurrection. You know, things like that. Yeah, like the guy from
Halo.
I did do that one. Yeah, just to be funny. But I think we're good. It looks like we have y'all's screens. We kind of piecemealed this together. I need a good screen solution, y'all. Seriously.
Yeah.
Skype won't let us do multiple screens at once. So we've got like a Skype screen and a Discord screen, and I'm streaming, and we're going to all the things. So you know, my computer is, despite its power is struggling heavily, so we'll see what we can do here. So, all right. So, y'all feel comfortable? Are you ready? You're ready for your prompt?
Yeah.
All right.
Rages are going to be.
This is one that doesn't require any specific asset or anything, so I'm not going to send you anything there. And the prompt, and I've got your clock ready to go here as well. The prompt is going to be. Are you ready for this? The prompt is strange hallway.
Huh? Okay.
There's a lot you can do with that. I'm going to let y'all think about it for a minute. I'm going to let y'all think about it. You know, in fact, I'll come back up here for a second on our four box. Y'all can think. Because you need a little bit of time to think about what you're going to do. You know, it's going to be a hallway. It's going to be strange. I mean, just think about the possibilities. You know, you can really just do about anything you want. And I think some of the prompts are going to be a little more vague like that. I happen to know what some of the prompts are. So I think it's going to be vague in a way where you can kind of just let your imagination run wild. And so that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. So, how are y'all feeling? You ready to start? I think I gave you enough time, right?
We gave it a go.
Is that okay. Y'all are like, sure. Whatever. I guess so. So
strange.
All right. I think we are good to go. I'm going to bring up the clock and get ready to reset. And we're going to begin now. 15 minutes. Now, Matt and I are going to try and narrate for those who are listening on audio. So
yes.
we can do also, like soccer players. He opens a cube! It's like a soccer announcer.
Also, while we've got everyone here, a quick reminder that the ticket sales for Camp Mograph Australia end in a couple days.
Yeah.
So make sure if you're planning on going to Camp Mograph Australia, you go and pick up your tickets. Also, remember, Hello Lux is running that that discount code as well. The School of Motion, they just put out a newsletter this morning, and they are also running the same promotion. So we're super excited about that. Campmograph.com.au, is that what it is, Dave?
Yes.
I believe.
Yes.
I always forget the. I always Australia forget which downloader. Order. It's the au.com or the .com.au. Yeah.
Dot fart.
clown penis. Dot fart.
Yeah. Can you actually own that domain? As soon as they let you get dot fart domain, I'm going to get it.
Right.
Wait, everybody who watches
Dave
that old
dot SN. Fart.
Dot fart. Yeah. Yeah. So we are coming back next Monday, by the way. So we probably won't have a show. I'm thinking.
Yeah,
maybe
we get back like 9 a.m. So we're not going to put together
we're gonna
a show.
We might do something that week. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else I would love to do is start to get some. I really do enjoy the 10-minute renders because they are so fast. Because you really do have to scramble. Maybe we'll do like some different ones, but it would be fun to get on Discord and try the 10-minute render, the 15-minute render, the hour-long render. You know, just have these face-offs just for fun throughout the year. You know, and see where it goes, because this is just the beginning.
Totally.
This one is going to be a lot of fun, but then next year, I think we're going to step it up and step it up. You know, this is, it's hard enough to get this together this year just to try it out with all these people. There's a lot of technical things that can go wrong, you know, all of that. So this is going to be our practice round in front of 900 people. So this should be fun. I don't know.
You know, and who knows? We've changed some things since we did the practice round in June. And who knows? Maybe it'll... maybe these changes will be even better. Who knows? It's going to be crazy having that many people there while we're doing this.
Yes. That many people around you while you're doing this.
Yeah.
You know, this is nothing. This is calm compared to what you're going to be experiencing in a few days. No pressure.
Yeah. You know? And can I talk about like how the setup is?
Yeah.
Like for people.
Yeah.
So, we had a meeting with Mike and his team this morning. And so like there's this gigantic table where each person will be working, and the tables are built out of these like giant TV screens. So people will be able to stand around and watch what you're doing on these giant TV screens on the table, as well as like behind, but the resolution's not as good as like on the tables. The tables look awesome. So what's going to be cool is while everyone's competing, they're going to have all these people surrounding them,
like walking around and
make it a lot more nerve-wracking, which is fun.
All right, we're at 11 minutes and 30 seconds right now, and so far we got who's who? Vernon's up there.
Vernon is using Redshift and Cons is using Octane, I believe, right?
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right. So we got Vernon. He's working, but it's hard to see what he's working on cuz he's got his viewport set to like shading. So I just see some dark walls. I'm assuming that that's a hallway. There we go. There's the hallway. So he has decided to start with the hallway. He's got a placeholder person in there, you know, for scale. He's got some volumetric lights going down. Yeah. And
Cons, I think, is working more on doing the actual layout of the scene versus like the actual lighting and stuff. So
Yeah, interesting approach. That's a bold move, Cotton.
That's a bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off.
Yeah, it's interesting though. Starting one of them starting with lighting, the other starting with the seam. So we'll see how that goes. You know,
see my thought with this has always been like if you just find a good model, and I think if you light it and texture it right and like get a good angle of it or whatever, then like you'll be good. You know, I don't know, but that's just me. My computer crashed on me while I was, you know, competing the last time. So I went over to Midjourney, which would have got me disqualified.
You cannot use the internet. No. And right, you know, some of us are going to be the refs as well. We literally are going to have referee shirts on in the crowd.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to be watching you. You can't cheat. Matt's like, I don't want to wear a referee shirt. That means you're cool.
It depends. Is it black and white?
No, it's like white. It's white and black.
Shirt? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is it Disneyland this weekend?
Yeah.
I was at Disneyland this past weekend, and you know, when you go on the Jungle Cruise, you know, they always make jokes. It was the best Jungle Cruise experience I've ever had. The jokes were hilarious. But there was this one where, you know, the lions are eating the zebra, and he goes, "Oh yeah, the zebra, great. You know, you got dark meat, you got light meat, you got dark meat, you got light meat." I was like,
"That's
ah,
so
good
wrong.
Dang.
My goodness."
Oh man.
All right.
Shout out to Skipper Jackson over at Disneyland. He did a wonderful job.
Skipper Jackson.
Yep. Skipper Jackson.
Oh, that ain't his real name. I call Scruples. His name at Disney.
It may be. I don't know.
That's his DJ name from, you know, where you combine your first pet and your last name.
Right.
And
yep. Your favorite
or,
pop
you know,
star?
The street he grew up on. Now you can roll. Now right. You can run his credit. His first pet was Skipper, and his mother's maiden name was Jackson.
No, that's what they call all the skippers, like all the boat people.
They're all
on,
Skipper Jackson.
The Jungle Cruise. What?
How do they tell them apart if they're all Skipper Jackson?
No, it's all Skipper.
Yeah, they all had a pet name Skipper.
I assume.
They all had a pet named Skipper growing up. Yeah, that's why.
Anyway.
Yeah, you have to.
Con's
have
working
it.
On his lighting right now.
Oh yeah,
on his lighting.
Oh yeah, there's a competition going on. You got 7 minutes
snap.
And
all right.
40 seconds. All right.
I like those volumetrics you got going on there, Vernon. That's looking very ethereal.
Volumetric. Yep, that's looking pretty good. Now they're both kind of taking the same approach. They got that perspective going on.
Yeah.
You know, the question is going to be, are they going to do something with focal length? Are they going to do something with depth of field? You know, anybody going to do a little bit of a Dutch angle? You know, mix it up a little bit. You can get a golden spiral up in that B.
I do enjoy that Khan's added in the, you know, the notorious spaceman. Mm-hmm. So,
That's my rapper name.
The notorious
spaceman. Notorious Spechemin.
Spechemin.
Spechemin. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. I like that.
Now he's got, what are these little things you got? Are those mushrooms? You got mushrooms?
He's got some Khan's has some mushrooms, and I think, Vernon, are you using skulls?
I am.
Man, oh, you're creating like one of those catacombs or whatever.
You got so many cloners, Rick.
I'm gonna add a zero here. Let's see what happens.
Skulls. Now, if you just put some smoothing on there at level 999, it'll be fine,
right?
Yeah. 6 minutes. 6 minutes, y'all. 6 minutes.
Oh wow.
Let's see
okay.
What's going on here.
I was on Facebook today, and I saw someone was using the new particle system in C4D and actually created liquid out of it. Isn't that crazy?
I was wondering when someone was going to attempt that. Are they using metaballs?
I don't know what they were using. They were probably doing particles and then meshing those particles in like a volume builder, I would assume. I don't know. But it was It looked pretty good, I gotta say. You know, like, if it was actually legit. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Ooh-wee, what do we got here? So there's two astronauts now. Now, are those instance astronauts? Are you going all the way? You got doubling up them millions of polys, you know?
It's funny.
Man, hope you got some VRAM up in that.
Well, we've got, what do we have in the, what do we have in the laptops, Dave? Here, let's see.
I don't remember what's in the laptops. They are heavy, though. They're 4090s, I believe. They're the brand new, Puget laptops that are available. Yes. I believe we
Shout out to Puget. Thanks for supporting us. Okay, yes. Puget System laptops, they are 4090. Uh-huh. With a Core i9-14900 8X and 64 gigs of RAM.
God, that is and then there's a wireless computer. Mouse.
That's interesting.
Oh, wireless mouse. Wow, fancy. Yeah.
These things have Cinema 4D 2024.3.2, Blender 4.1, Octane and Redshift, Photoshop. Uh-huh. We'll have the asset browser and some HDRIs, and then I'm working on getting the whole GSG library as well.
Mm.
So
pretty cool.
We got four minutes. Oh, you got some brick in there now, Cons. All right.
Oh, snap.
Dang. All right.
Vernon, your scene's kind of dark, I got to say.
I know.
Yeah. I need some light. What else is going on in this scene?
Yeah.
You're going to need some assets pretty soon, dog. Oh, there you go. Now that is getting pretty strange.
See, I can't. It's weird. On Skype, it's only showing me Khan's screen share. It's not showing me Vernon's.
Well, that's because he's on Discord. Can't,
what?
That's because he's on Discord. Yeah, you got to look at my screen.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I can't lock yours. It's so tiny. So I'm having to watch YouTube.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, that's what I need, a good screen sharing solution where people can just pipe in a nice screen share, because I want to do more like this, honestly. I really do. It would be fun to do some live streams where we can really set this up well. I'd like to have the individual streams so like we could cut to a nice close-up of what someone's working on and all of that. I think that would be a lot of fun. I think we're going to spawn something fun from this this competition, because I really do enjoy doing it, and it really helps you get good at putting stuff together quick. Because, you know, just imagine, like, you've been working on 10 minutes and you got 15 minutes today, and, you know, already you can tell y'all are able to put a lot more into it. So just imagine when you go to like 30 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, and if you really get your chops up, you can put out some quick dailies, you know.
Yep.
All right, that looks like it's coming together there. Let's see
how much time.
You have 2 minutes and 22 seconds.
2 minutes. Oh, yeah. So there is a 20-second delay between what I see on YouTube and what
YouTube.
I'm seeing here.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Vernon, you need to light up them skulls. We need to see them skulls.
I know.
Get some uplight in there. You got 2 minutes to get some uplight in there.
So while we're on it, I would like to give a bunch of shout outs to a bunch of sponsors. First off, I want to thank all of our sponsors for Camp MoGraph, because we were speaking of Camp MoGraph yesterday earlier. First off, Otoy, thank you so much. They're our global sponsor for Camp MoGraph US. Camp MoGraph US is officially sold out. Super excited about that. As well as our Village sponsor, Maxon, and our integration sponsors, Sony, Grayscale Gorilla, Motion Hatch, and Stash Magazine. And then also for Camp MoGraph Australia, most of the same, everyone, as well as Hello Lux and Plugin Everything. We're super excited to have everyone, and we appreciate all the support from all of our sponsors to be able to help make both camps happen, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And let's see, Beeple Studios. Let me go over to the Beeple Studios.
Sorny and Panaphonic.
Yeah. And then a big shout out to all of our sponsors for the Digital Deathmatch that is this weekend. The Render Network, Maxon, Mograph.com. Thank you so much, Mograph.com. Yeah. And Puget Systems. Big shout out to all of them. And thanks for all of their support on the Digital Art Deathmatch this weekend. Ooh. It's going to be a lot of fun.
30 seconds. All right, I'm rendering. 30 seconds. Yeah. So in the competition, you are going to have to render, by the by. No screenshots.
Yeah.
So... rendering, you got 20 seconds.
I mean, you can take a screenshot as long as it's exactly, yeah. You know.
I think it'll be fine for this. So y'all can do a screenshot of this. It's not a big deal. All right, he's rendering.
Oh, Vernon, the changing of the lighting. Oh, yeah.
That really worked. All right. That really worked.
That did. All right,
2, 1, pencils down. Up.
I'm still rendering, my bad.
Disqualified.
A few more seconds. I cheated.
It's fine. You're fine. All right. I'm just going to say all around W's in the chat,
yep.
Just for participating. And we don't have a lot of people watching today. We didn't really advertise this show that much. Yep. I just realized this morning that I didn't even put out a thing.
Vernon, you needed more, if I could, a little advice for next time. You need a little more push-apart effectors.
More skulls.
You know?
Yeah.
You need more skulls.
And maybe some randomness on it.
Mm-hmm.
A bit more randomness.
I didn't get to see Vernon's.
I didn't get to see Khan's.
Yeah, put it in the dingus so I can bring it up here.
Just a screenshot.
Send me a screenshot on Skype and I'll try and bring it up here. Yay. Yeah. All right.
Khan's, you and Vernon are going to have to be the refs for when me and Dave are going.
Chat.
All right,
well, I was gonna hang up with them because my system is struggling.
Oh, okay, never mind.
I think if I hit Octane, it's just gonna blow up. So
that's true.
All right, here's Vernon's. Bring it up here. It's pretty cool. That's creepy. What kind of skulls are those?
Is that in the asset library?
Yeah.
All right, and then we got Khan. Is that a chicken? I didn't notice you put a chicken in there. That's like Prop Hunter.
Left. I had to do something.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. I like what you did with the chromatic aberration as well. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Just another thing to have in your pocket whenever you're doing that Octane. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So,
cool. Yeah, those look good. Good practice, y'all.
Dave, do we have any assets that we're going to use?
We do. I will send them to you here shortly. We're going to go ahead and hang up with Vernon and Khan's and say thank you very much. And we're going to see you in a few days. Well done, y'all. Done, ding, ding, ding. I should have brought more sound effects today, but no time. Yeah. I'm just trying to be, you know, not sick. So,
yeah.
Cool. All right, y'all. That was awesome. Congratulations and good luck.
Are we going to vote?
All the things.
Are we going to vote? Everyone, everyone in the chat.
Oh, I don't know. There's not a lot of people in the chat today, so that's what I was saying is I did not advertise the show much at all, so we'll see.
All right.
We'll see if the one person in the chat. We'll keep going, though. We'll see if people respond in there. And we're going to...
Ooh.
Oh, I'm going to ask you all to hang up because I got to stay on the line with Matt, and he's got to share his screen with me. So
bye, y'all.
See y'all in a couple days.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, cool.
All right, so...
I can actually see you. Pin. There we go.
I'm going to hang up my Discord and close that. Oh, gosh. A million times better already. The problem is Discord sucks.
Discord is very heavy. Like, God, I can't even have Discord and... I can't have Discord and... Cinema open at the same time.
I know. It's like you can feel it. You can feel your mouse struggling to move around your computer screen if you're screen sharing on Discord. You know.
Yeah.
So
I wish it wasn't so resource heavy though.
I know. I just wish, and that's why I'm trying to find a better way for us to do some of this stuff. Now I'm gonna go to, I think you already have this folder, but I'm gonna send it to you anyway. Yeah, it's in the MoGraph folder. If you go to Rando Render. Our prompt is going to be busy birds. Busy birds.
Okay.
So we've got a bird model here.
In the MoGraph folder, the Rando Render.
Yep.
Busy birds. All right.
Yeah. John Haley said they both won.
Okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah. All right. You got your stuff. I'll wait until your cinema's open before I bring us up here. Busy Birds.
It's now, open.
We are going to have 30 minutes. This is going to be the rest of the show. So we're going to have to, like, talk to people while we do this. It's going to be pretty hard, but we'll give it a go. Give it a go. I see you getting things open. I'll wait for you to bring. Actually, no, you got it up, right? All right. I'm going to bring this up here.
Yeah.
Hopefully this is correct. Well, blam. There we go. It's not bad. Not bad. Not bad.
All right.
All right. And I've got the clock ready to go. And, oh, let's right. both save it as a different project.
I did. Yeah.
Okay.
Bee Eater.
I'm going to call mine Busy Eater. Birds Dave. All right. All right. Are you ready for this?
I guess so.
30 whole minutes. I think we can do a lot in 30 minutes. Unless you want to make it quicker than that. You want to make it 20?
Yeah. Yeah, we could do 20.
All right. No, let's do
20. What's the size again? 1,000 by...
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about that.
1250?
Right, don't worry about right, that right no. now. You let me worry about blank. All right. I'm changing it to 20 just so we can...
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say... Because if it was 30 minutes, I was going to spend the next 5 minutes trying to figure out what I wanted to do.
Oh, you got time.
But I think 20 minutes will be good.
You got time, I think, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to set up my birds first. All right. I'm going to start the clock.
All right.
Now. Oh, it's still.
Oh, you set it for 30.
I literally just typed in 20 and set this, and it just started at 30. Literally, it went back. Update. Okay. And refresh. There we go. 20. Here we go. All right. Busy Birds. Let's see. So I'm just going to narrate what I'm doing. You can narrate what you're doing, too. Now, this bird has a ridiculous amount of rigging, and ain't nobody got time for that. So I'm just going to do what I can here.
Busy. Busy. Busy.
Busy, busy, busy.
Busy, busy, busy.
Dizzy, right, dizzy what, dinosaur.
What could make birds want to be busy?
Oh, you don't know?
Is it a birds and the bees thing?
Yeah. Isn't that like how it works?
Getting busy?
The birds and the bees get down together? At least that's what I heard at school.
All the birds sing the words and the birds ring in the tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki-tiki room.
I don't think that's correct. I don't think you got that correct. All right, I'm going to download this asset. This looks pretty promising.
Let's see.
This guy's a worker bee eater.
Busy birds.
Worker
busy
bee birds. Eater. All right, he's got a... This dude's okay. got a desk. All right, I'm going to assume... I don't know what's going on with the scale in this thing. Let's see. If I did a 12 by 12 by 12. Okay, so that's 1 foot. So this bird is like 8 million times... the size it's supposed to be. That's interesting.
Do this.
All right. So I'm gonna have to like scale the bee down, the bee eater down, and you gotta be careful when you do this. You have to have it in object mode or else you're gonna mess up all your rigging.
So, yeah. I have an idea of what I'm going to do. They are going to be busy. By busy, I mean they will be pooping on this car.
Oh my goodness.
That is my...
Oh.
So I'm going to be...
clutching my pearls. How dare they? All right. I'm going to face him this way because I hate working in the wrong axis.
Axis.
So my office desk, we got 17-something minutes. I'm going to turn this around. Wait, that was already facing the right direction. Never mind. All right. So this is office office bird. You know, he's got things to do. You know, don't interrupt.
We won't have X particles, will we?
What's X particles? Oh. Okay, never mind. You also will not have the new version of Cinema because we installed this before that. So just keep that in mind. You won't have particles. All right. So I like the bird at the desk. I'm doing a different approach here. I'm not going to put...
busy, right, I got
I'm not going to render anything just yet. You know? He's very busy. And I think he needs a phone. If I can find a phone. I hope there's a phone in here. I want the old school telephone, but I don't think that's there. Oh, no, I've got it. Change of plans. Calling an audible here.
Oh, boy.
Calling an audible. All right. All right, here's what we're doing. He's at his desk. You know why? Because he's a podcaster.
Oh, boy.
He's podcaster bird. Yep, yep. See, that's the thing. You get a little library going on, and then you get ideas, you know? Does that look correct? I think that
Man, this material looks like crap. Select material. Why is this?
He's podcaster bird. And he's got to have a producer, and that's
why, there we go.
That's why they're busy. That's why they're busy.
Okay, so... You know?
Podcaster bird is busy. How am I going to get these headphones to fit on this guy? That's the question. It's going to be kind of tough. Oh my goodness. Let's see. Where are the bird's ears exactly? I don't know where the bird's ears are.
Holy crap.
It's going to be
weird.
Where do his ears go, y'all? Where's the bird's ears?
I just looked over and I see it. That's funny.
Sure. We'll do it this way. Here. That's pretty good. That's doing all right. Okay, can I scale this way just so it doesn't look... Okay. All right. Oh my gosh. All right. That's not bad. All right, now this is Busy Bird, so he needs his producer sitting over here as well. So I'm going to duplicate that. Bird number two is going to be over here. He's got to be giving him cues and running the audio board. You know, that's the thing. Bro's got to run the audio board. So, how's that? Okay, I'm going to change his... How much time we got? See, we got 15 minutes. See, this is nice. I do like having a little bit more time on this. All right, so I'm going to kind of do like this. He's got to run the computer, so he's got to have a...
Right. Let's go ahead and save. Save.
You haven't saved yet. Oh my goodness.
I just did. All right, so now let's take this flying bird.
All right. Liking this.
And then...
I need a computer. Maybe at least a laptop. Laptop, what do you got in here? I'm going to get a regular laptop. All right. Let's see.
Let's do a grid, I guess.
You got Gustav's in here. He's running a practice, too. All right, I'm going to go this way. Yeah, there we go. All right, oh my gosh, yes. Okay, they're okay. Before I put anything else in the scene, I'm going to set up this scene. I think that looks pretty good. I'm going to do an octane camera. I'm going to start my render and hope I don't crash the podcast.
Random effect.
Let's see what we got.
Random. All right, so...
All these joints. Oh, man. It's thinking really hard right now.
Ooh, it's trying.
It's trying. Woo, man, that took a while. Oh, this screen. Oh, that's funny. The laptop has some emissive texture going on it. Just delete that now. Wow. All right. There we go. All right. I think that's pretty good. Oh, we got some texture issues to take care of, but that's okay. We got 12 minutes. We can do that. Shift V will get me over to my safe friends. There we go. That's pretty, pretty good. What are these wings? What is going on with these feathers? Awful. I think there's a transparency issue with the textures because, you know, it's not the right, none of these are the right format. I'm kind of afraid to convert them to octane on the fly, but that's okay. I'm going to go over to my microphone. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to at least just change my microphone texture here. I can change one texture. I'm going to convert the materials over. And what do we got? What do we got? Let's go with a glossy. No, I'm going to change this to a universal. Oh, yeah, there's no specular. What am I supposed to do without some specular? And then let's change that IOR. Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yep. Let's change the little roughness.
Go to object mode instead of when I'm scaling it down.
Yeah, okay, that's right.
There we go.
Don't
I feel
forget.
Pretty good about
really
that.
Mess it up. Yeah.
So I need a.
All right. I'm gonna set. I'm gonna set my camera.
I don't know why I'm giving myself anxiety. This isn't cool.
I know. You don't have to actually participate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You get to be the referee and wear the shirt. So
some asphalt texture there.
It's my asphalt.
Then I need a cement texture.
All right.
Let's see.
I think
there's
pretty good. Now I got to work on some lighting because this is just not working. All right. Let's get some HDR.
How much time we got? 11 minutes.
11 minutes.
All right.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to my Plus library, pull up some GSG HDR. I need an HDR in here. So this is kind of an
HDR
indoor scene.
Now.
Indo. Tastes more like outdo. Let's see. Studio
oh,
basics.
That is very big. Let's do 10 and 10, maybe? There we go.
Creative Office. I like that. Creative Office. It's going to be their podcast setup. Oh, yes. That is beautiful. That is beautiful, y'all. Look at that. All right. I'm gonna set up this scene.
And I've been in, like, Unreal for so long. Oops. For the past like 6 months that it's like getting rid
right.
of this car rig that I keep on forgetting the different
how
like shortcuts
cinema.
For like yeah the W E R or whatever I keep on hitting W for move and stuff.
I hate that these feathers don't have the correct. Do I dare I'm gonna save I'm gonna try and
I mean I converted them.
Did the transparency come
me.
Through, though? Because it looks like the
no
feathers
idea.
Are all jacked. That did
I mean,
not
they might
work.
Be all jacked, yeah.
That did not work. I think there's a transparency channel right. since these are just, like, basic. Might just have right. to deal with it. No, it does have a... Okay. Oh, instead of alpha, I need to do float. I bet that'll fix it. Yes! It fixed it. All right. Now... I like how that light looks. I need a little bit more like a warm front light. I've got 9 minutes. I'm going to take an area light. Because, you know, they got to have... There's probably a light in here. They got like a nice... So they got one of them salt lamps, you know? Don't you think?
Yeah.
They got one of them Himalayan...
Just salt lamps?
Himalayan salt
oh, yeah,
lamps.
Oh, yeah. I forget what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. And these guys, so I'll do
yeah,
like
you need
a...
One. Oh, I just looked over. It looks good. Oh,
yeah, see,
really
the
good.
Salt lamp is really casting some okay. casting some light on them, you know? It's I'll make it a little bit smaller.
Poop. Let's poop. See. And then see. I need to do a...
You have poop in your
yeah.
library? Make sure.
No, but I'm going okay. to... Clone this on
oh,
the
man.
Object.
That Himalayan salt lamp is way too bright. These guys need to chill.
No, I unlock
chill
these.
Out. They just have a little glow of the Himalayan salt lamp.
Let's
you
see.
Know.
Trunk,
now they're podcasting.
Body.
I don't know what they're podcasting about. You know.
All right. So let's do.
You think they're
poop?
Podcasting about politics?
Maybe.
Right. Probably.
No. Any more
audio? See, I just need to find. Oh. Yeah. 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 Because you know that any good podcaster is going to have just cables all over the dang place. So I'm going to do that.
Of course.
You know.
No,
we're
did
not
I?
Organized
okay,
here.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Look, they got a patch cable. They got a patch cable, of course. You know. It's probably the wrong size. It doesn't fit. You know. I'm going to do another audio patch cable. These guys are messy.
It's transform.
We got time. We got time. I'm going to wait until about 5 minutes before I start on my, like, you know, camera.
E plus? No.
So, oh, there we go.
Oh.
Look at that. No, oh. actually, no, this needs to be...
There we go. Oh, yeah. Much
he
better.
Needs to be plugged in. That's the problem. Is there a mixer? I feel like I need a mixer, too. You know? He's got his MacBook... I'm trying to make this look like it's plugged in. It's not working very well. Come on. Here, I'll turn it this way. There. There we go. Is that plugged in?
I don't know.
Oh, it's too high. What happened? How'd it get so high? Oh, no. Oh, no.
All right.
I think I screwed up my rotation. Oh, Dang it.
Too much.
Let's fix that rotation. There we go.
Oh, we'll do scale apart. Not push apart. Scale apart. There we go.
All right. That's pretty good. Now he's plugged in. He doesn't have a mixer, but, you know.
Add a lot more poop.
Maybe they don't have a mixer because they're broke. They're just trying to make this work with what they got, you know.
They're just trying to do it on the cheap. I get it.
On their record player.
Now, I'm just going to put
a speaker
uniform
in here.
Oh, yeah, reasons. It looks so good. All right, so much poop.
There's a lot of poop.
All right. Let's see. Now
how much time? 5:58. Oh, no. My timer's in a bad spot. All the things
windows
are mixing in with it. All right.
Where is the front window? Front elements? Okay. Oh, you know what? I'll take all these.
I don't know why you... I mean, I guess they're not using the speaker because, you know, it would cause feedback. But I'm just going to have
all
the speaker.
I'm going to throw all these into a connect object, and then I'm going to throw that. Oh, yeah. All right. Oh, no, but it's...
5.5 minutes.
Long way. Come on. A line clone. Nope. Wait, is it a line clone? Yeah, but I need to rotate it.
There's no reason the speaker would be sitting here. But, you know.
Oh, whatever. It's so much poo. Oh, they're so busy right now.
busy birds. All right.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't.
How much time we got? 5 minutes?
We got five whole minutes. I don't know what to do with 5 minutes here. All right. What else are they doing? Now maybe I can. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to set up my scene and really get it tuned in. And then if I can think of anything else to put in the scene, I'll put it in there. But I think that's looking pretty good. I'm going to mess with camera settings now because I got 4.5 minutes to do something cool.
Hi, Beverly. Nice to meet you. Can I send you a message?
What are you talking
about? My name's not Beverly. Some random person. You know how it is.
Oh. Yeah, people always call me.
Does Grayscale Gorilla have a
a website?
Whatchamacall? No, thank you. No, like a parking lot texture. No, they don't.
There's a concrete texture. I think I'm gonna go with like a 30mm lens. I don't want to go too wide. You know. Let's bring this down just a little bit. I want to get this speaker in here a little bit. Yeah, they're by the window. I feel like that's pretty good. I'm going to set that. Now we got to work on all the options. Let's start with the depth of field. It's always going to be...
I was just about to do the same thing.
Yeah, especially with the birds. You know, you really got to get some good depth because they're small.
Yep,
you know,
of course.
It just accentuates, you know... You don't want so much depth that they're like one of them's out of focus. I think that's pretty good.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty good right there. And then what else do we have here? We got depth of field. We got
a little
distortion in the
lens.
Some
vignetting.
Yeah,
bring up our saturation a bit.
Fitting to be in that mode too. I got to turn on. All right. Yeah. Doing up the exposure here. They're doing this for the exposure. Let's see.
That's very good. I like it.
Let's see. Definitely need some vignetting. And
and I crashed.
Hope you saved.
How did you crash? I'm working on a Mac, so you know what I do? I just reload it.
So you're done?
I don't
have
to restart Cinema.
That is nice.
Thanks, Jules.
I'm going to do custom LUT in here, too. Ooh. Let's see what custom LUT. I got...
Let me turn off my network rendering. I bet you that's what it is.
Like let's doing the little off. Mix between the LUT, you know? Oh, you know what else I haven't done? I haven't turned on path tracing. That's going to be essential. GI clamp to one and adaptive sampling on.
All right. So
there we go.
At least I saved, so I'm going to quit Cinema.
There
it goes. Thanks, Cinema. I forgot. I can't actually close Cinema 4D on a Mac.
On a Mac?
It just crashes every time.
Oh, that's random. Has it always been like that, or just the recent update?
No, it's been like that since I got my Mac. All right, so let's see.
All right. So. Saturation looks good. I don't really need any... No. All right. Post-processing.
How much time we got? 1 minute?
1 minute.
All right.
Oh, man, that happened quick. All right. I feel pretty good right now.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about this. You know? If I got 1 minute, man, I might just screenshot this and call it a day. I feel pretty good.
Mine will not even load. Oh, come on.
You had something up. You had something.
Yeah.
What did you put in there that's causing it to fail miserably?
I have no idea.
Well, you got 40 seconds. I don't know if the refs are going to go for that. All right, this here we go.
Freaking blows. All right.
All right, I'm putting pencils down. I'll let you finish. I'll let you there figure it goes. Out. There you go. All right. There you go. Take your screenshot and call it.
Well... I lost my.
That's good.
You know what it is? It's
just
it's
screenshot
my,
before it dies, before you lose it again.
No, it's my. Hold on. It's my camera tag. I think
seconds.
It's because I'm using a newer version of Cinema.
Oh, I see.
All right.
10 seconds, though.
All right. Let's see, how do you do a screenshot in this?
I forget. Shift something for
file, save image as PNG. Save.
All right.
Busy birds.
20 minutes. Man, you can do a lot in 20 minutes. That's nice.
Yeah, you really can.
That's nice. All right. I'm going to go back to the two box.
All right.
No,
you should have mine in there.
There we go. There's mine. Them busy
yeah,
birds.
See, you
though.
Had more of a chance to like. For the post stuff. That's pretty good. I like
and
it.
And did you put it in the dingus? Where is it?
It's back in the same folder.
Oh, it's in there. The folder.
I'm going to stop sharing.
All right, let me find it. In. Let me find it. And
chat.
Rando render. Oh, are you putting it in the dingus?
Yeah, now it's in the dingus.
Okay.
Oh, see, you went 16:9. That's not fair.
I mean, whatever. There we go. That's nice. That's some poo. I wasn't watching how you did the poo. How did you do the poo?
I just put a whole bunch of spheres together and then I kind of flattened them.
Oh, okay.
And then just did a cloner across it with a random effector.
Nice. Those are some busy
thanks.
Birds.
They are very busy.
Very busy. This is what they do after they podcast. You know, they hold it in.
Right.
You know? And then
the
they
podcast
have to run.
Is about them pooping on cars.
Right. Well, it's
instead
when,
of like,
you know, it's like us when you have to stop and go to the bathroom during the show.
Hey, I take medicine now. I don't have to.
I know,
do that.
But you used to have to go to the bathroom. So when they stop to go to the bathroom on the show, they just fly outside and poop on things and then
right,
come
exactly.
back in. You know, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Woo. All right. That was fun. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
John Haley says Command Shift 4, just so you know.
Well, I'm also on a Mac. Like,
yeah, it's Command Shift 4.
Well,
and it shifts start
under normal circumstances, but on mine, I also use Synergy and I remap
Synergy.
the Windows button to the Mac button or whatever. So,
gotcha.
Yep.
Okay, then I think we're done with the show. I think that went as good as it could
have. That was
fun. Considering everything technical was set up 15 minutes before the show. So,
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to get out of here. I'm going to go to the doctor. And
yep. Make sure and pick up your Camp MoGraph Australia tickets for anyone waiting until the last second. It's the last second.
It
you
is
got
the
like
last second.
A
now.
Day or two. So,
yeah. Vernon said Mac? Disqualified. That's pretty good.
That's funny.
Too bad. All right. Well, thanks, everybody. Make sure that you stay tuned. I'm not sure when the next show will be, if we'll have one next week or not. So just
it won't
stay
be
tuned
next week.
That.
It'll be the week after.
Well, it might be during the week or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we might work something out. Yeah. I want to talk about the... I want to have a wrap-up, you know?
So, yeah.
Cool. All right, everybody. We're going to get out of here. Till next time, I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt.
Have a good one.
Later, yo.
Pretty good, I guess.
Introducing MoGraph TV from MoGraph.com, a free motion graphics and animation channel streaming your favorite content and favorite artists 24/7. MoGraph TV features motion graphics tutorials, talks, tips, inspiration, and replays of popular live shows. We offer something for all levels of designer, from introductory tutorials to high-level breakdowns and everything in between.
That track looks great to me.
MoGraph TV features software like Cinema 4D, After Effects, Unreal Engine,
What up?
Third-party plugins, and other 2D and 3D software. We also feature live motion events, short-form clips, crypto art, and even a little photo and video editing. Learn from the people that inspire you most, and stay up to date on all the latest industry news, announcements, and community events. You'll also see exclusive offers only available by watching. With 3 8-hour blocks each day, you'll be sure to catch everything, no matter what your time zone. Keep it on as a companion to your workday and learn something new. Meet a friend, watch a demo, catch a classic tutorial, or even find new inspiration.
That's a British word?
A lot of things are British words.
Yes, good luck with all your projects.
MoGraph TV, television for the design community, 24/7.